Praise listeners, now you can listen to The Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church, the Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King, the Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning, the Life-Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, and Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, senior pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast already in progress.
When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the utmost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up.
Thank you, Lord.
You would argue with me when I suggest to you this morning that no one really likes storms. No one likes storms. Storms are just so inconvenient. Storms can be so abrupt. So storms can be so interrupting. Storms could be so furious to disturb your life and your plans. Nobody likes storms. But in spite of the fact that no one likes storms, I have to agree with the poet Longfellow, who suggested that in every life some rain must fall. No one is exempt from storms. In your life and in my life, storms will come. And I want to say to you that everybody at one time or another will face a storm. As a matter of fact, either you're in a storm or you just came out of a storm. or you're on your way to a storm. And don't look now, but storms keep coming. And just when you thought you survived one storm, I want you to know another storm is on its way. And so because storms do come in every life, it would serve us well if we would pay attention to the storms of life, because each storm can give you a lesson to prepare you for, guess what? The next storm that's coming. There are all kinds of storms, you know. There are hail storms and rain storms and snow storms, and there are tornadoes, and there are hurricanes, and there are monsoons, and there are tsunamis, and all kinds of storms that we've experienced in our life. I said there are all kinds of storms. And even in life, there are all kinds of storms. Somebody knows there can be some financial storms. Just when you thought you had that last bill paid, go to the mailbox. Another bill has come to take its place. Storms keep on coming. There are domestic storms in your household. When you thought that issue was settled and everybody was getting along, everything was peachy king and hunky-dory, but the next thing you know, there's a new attitude and more drama to take its place. Storms keep on coming. There are physical storms that just when your doctor has given you a clean bill of health, you wake up the next morning and yet you find another ache and a new pain. Storms keep on coming. There are emotional storms that life can be so overwhelming sometimes that cause you so much pain and so much pressure and so many problems that you do not know what to do. And every time you think you got one issue solved, there's something else to come to discourage you and to depress you and to try to distract you, to try to destroy you. Storms keep on coming. And Lord have mercy, there are church storms. Just when you thought everybody was getting along, and just when you thought that everything was going well, and just when you thought that the program that you presented was a good one to the glory of God and to bless the church and community, you find out that everybody is not on board. Storms keep on coming. But if you pay attention, there are some lessons you can learn from every storm. Because in your life and in my life, storms keep on coming. I bring this matter to your attention because before us is a very intriguing text featuring Paul. But if you look at this text and read all of it, you will notice that this passage is presented in first person. It is written by the writer Luke, who is the same writer of the Gospel of Luke. Luke is also the writer of the book of Acts. Luke is a physician. And so as he's telling the story, he's telling it in detail, blow-by-blow accounts of what has taken place within the context of this text. As you read the story, you can almost hear this thing as it is unfolding. You can almost feel the wind. You can almost feel the water. You can almost hear the cries. You can almost sense the terror if you look at this passage. What is going on? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Paul and his companions had been doing what they were called to do, to share ministry and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. I call Paul the globetrotter of the gospel because he goes everywhere establishing churches and doing what God has told him to do. But he's met with persecution because everybody does not want the plan and purposes of God to go forth. And as a result, Paul is met always with all kinds of resistance and all kinds of persecution and given all kinds of warnings. And as you look at his life and his ministry, you will find that Paul often has to face persecution, that Paul often is arrested, that Paul is often in trial, that Paul is often in prison. And in this case, Paul, who is a Roman citizen, is making an appeal. He's already stood trial before Festus. He already has stood trial before Felix. He's already stood trial before King Agrippa. And now he's made an appeal to go to face trial before the Emperor Caesar. And in order to get to Caesar, Paul is now placed on a ship. This is no luxury cruiser. This is not the Love Boat. This is not the Royal Caribbean. This is a ship for prisoners, as Paul and his companions are now on their way to face Caesar in Rome. And as they board this ship, something in Paul's spirit tells him to warn the captain that this is not a good day to sail. Something tells me that there's not a good day to sail, because if we sail this day, you're going to run into some trouble. You're going to run into some issues on the water. So you may not want to sail this day. But the captain did not listen to Paul and decided to set sail anyway. I want you to know that you can learn some lessons from the storms that you encounter. Look at the first instance. When we look at this text, you will see, beginning with verse number 13, Paul is helping us understand as they begin to sail toward the harbor of Crete, opening toward the southeast and northwest and winter there. Paul in verse 13, Luke in verse 13 says that when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had there obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after, a tempestuous headwind arose called Euroclydon. So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive, and running under the shelter of an island called Clauda, we secured the skiff with difficulty. And when they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship. And fearing lest they should run aground on the Cytis sands, they struck sail and so were driven. And because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. On the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. And so what Luke is describing here is that, yes, that as they started on their journey, there was a pleasant breeze blowing. And the skies were cloudless. They were blue. And the waters were calm. But all of a sudden, they were met with a contrary wind called Euroclydon. And I've come by to tell the church in the first instance that what Paul is helping us understand and what Luke is conveying is that life is a difficult voyage. Do you agree with me sometimes that life is a difficult voyage? I wish I could tell you otherwise, but we are all set on a voyage called life. And in this life, you can encounter and find that it will be a difficult voyage. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that life can be hard. That things can start off just fine, as they did on that day. And your life can start off and you have everything planned. You've got it all set how you're going to spend your life. You knew how successful you were going to be. You had all the best intentions in mind and in your heart, how your life was going to take shape. As a matter of fact, I had it all figured out. I was going to be a millionaire by the time I was 35 years old. But life happens. And as you're sailing on your sea called life, you can encounter some contrary winds of adversity, contrary winds of uncertainty, contrary winds of hostility, contrary winds of negativity, contrary winds of sickness, contrary winds of frustration, contrary winds of haters. Always encountering some contrary winds on this life, because life is a difficult voyage. But as you encounter this life, and Paul is saying that as they are going, and I said before that you can almost sense the drama in this text. And I love the honesty of Luke when he said that when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up. Anybody ever been there?
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners, get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The word of God tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Beloved, salvation is a gift from God, not based on our merits or good works, but simply a belief that God's Son came down from heaven, was born to die, to be raised from the dead in order for us to have a right to eternal life. In today's culture, salvation is made out to be some complex, abstract religious concept, when really all that is required is that we confess and believe in Jesus Christ, and that is a promise from heaven. You are invited to join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website at littlerockamezion.org.
Verse 21 tells us, but after long abstinence from food, in other words, Paul fasted and prayed. Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and to whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. Yes, I'm talking about lessons learned from a storm. First of all, life is a difficult voyage. But because life is a difficult voyage, you must be sure that you listen to a divine voice. Somebody say, listen to a divine voice. I came by to tell the Church of Jesus Christ that you better be careful who you listen to. And you better be careful what you listen to. That when you get in your storm, be careful what you listen to and be careful who you listen to. Because when you're going through the storms of life, you got to be sure that you're listening to a divine voice. And those voices of doom and those prophets of doom and gloom, God does not sound that way. You got to listen to a divine voice. And sometimes you go through life that sometimes we cannot make it because we get discouraged by the things we listen to. Oh, my God. There are people in your ear talking all negative and talking all crazy. Turn that off. As a matter of fact, you got to learn how to use a device I've come quite fond of in my lifetime. Remote control. And what I love about the remote control, there's a feature on here that when there's a commercial that comes on or something I don't want to hear, I hit the mute button. And sometimes you got to learn how to hit the mute button in your life. When people begin to speak in your life and speak negative to you, mute. When folks say that you can't make it, mute. When folks say you can't take it, mute. When folks say you never amount to anything, mute. When folks tell you you'll never be healed, mute. When people tell you it's not possible, mute. You got to learn how to listen to the divine voice and learn how to turn the mute button on and stop listening to crazes. When folks say, child, guess what I heard? Mute. When people come to your child, guess what I saw? Mute. Learn how to listen to a divine voice. I love the psalmist that says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he doth meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Learn how to listen to a divine voice, because you're going to encounter some trouble in your life. You're going to encounter some hardship in your life. You're going to encounter some storms in your life. But learn how to listen to a divine voice. Learn how God talks. That when you get into a situation and there's no food on your table, listen to the divine voice. When David said, I once was young, but now am old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Listen to a divine voice. When you are sick in your body and the doctor says that he's done all he can do, listen to a divine voice that helps us remember that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Listen to a divine voice. When you're walking through darkness, learn how to listen to a divine voice that says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When your haters come around you and try to call you everything but a child of God, they call you a liar. They call you everything but a child of God. You got to learn how to listen to a divine voice that reminds you, fret not thyself because of evildoers, nor be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off. When your life gets topsy-turvy and up and down, and you don't know which way is up sometimes, listen to the divine voice that reminds us, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Listen to a divine voice. No matter what's going on in your life, you may get impatient sometimes, but listen to a divine voice that lets us know that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen to a divine voice. Now, sometimes I got to tell you this, that when the storms of life begin to rage, I remember when I was a little boy and I would go to my grandmother's house, and all of a sudden the lightning would start flashing and the thunder would start rolling and the rain would start falling. But grandma would tell everybody to sit down and shut up, because she'd say, maybe God is trying to talk to us. God is talking. When storms are raging in your life, God is talking. And when you are facing storms, the weather forecaster would tell you that what you may have to do is go to the safest place in the house. And somebody knows that the safest place in the house may be the basement. But if you ain't got no basement, the safest place in the house is in your closet. I've come by here to let you know that when the storms are raging, sometimes you gotta go to the closet and fall down on your knees and say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, or whither shall I go? Stop listening to negativity and listen to a divine voice. Stop calling psychic friends. Stop calling negative friends. But learn how to call on the name of the Lord. Learn how to call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything, everything, everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your faintest cry. He will answer by and by. You will feel a little prayer will turn him. And you know a little fire is burning. And just a talk with Jesus with Jesus makes everything all right. Give God praise. You're going to listen to a divine voice. Yeah. I'm almost through. I'm talking about lessons learned in a storm. For you and for me, life is a difficult voyage. But you got to listen to, be careful what and who you listen to. Listen to a divine voice. And what I love about this story, that as the storm continued, they tried everything. And at some point, it was thought that the ship was in such trouble and the storm was so severe that there were those who thought they needed to jump ship. But Paul assured them that the angel of the Lord promised that if you stay on the ship, there would be no loss of life. The ship would be destroyed, but you won't be destroyed. But you got to stay on the ship. I've come by here to tell somebody life is a difficult voyage. And if you listen to a divine voice, you will learn to be determined to have victory. You will learn to have a determined victory. I don't know about you, but I've come by here to make an announcement. I'm determined to have victory. That no matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is, no matter how rough the storm, no matter how dark the night, no matter how tempestuous the wind, I'm determined to have victory. Because no matter what goes on, I've come by here to assure you that no matter how bad the ship may look right now, and no matter how bad the ship may feel right now, if I were you, I would stay on the ship. Oh God, Lord have mercy. I said, stay on the ship. I said, don't you jump ship, but stay on the ship. It may get ugly sometimes on the ship, but it's the safest place to be is on the ship. I'm talking about the church. Stay in the church. Stay on the church. The old folks used to sing that, 'tis the old ship of Zion. 'Tis the old ship of Zion. 'Tis the old ship of Zion. Get on board. Get on board. You ought to get on board and stay on board. Why? Because it has landed many a thousand. It has landed many a thousand. Get on board and stay on board this ship, because God is on the ship and King Jesus is the captain. So you got to get on board and stay on board. Whatever you do, don't you jump ship, because a promise was made that everybody who stays on the ship will be saved.
Thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is for and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.